Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Friday, April 30th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting, and Glenn's gotta go. The media is reporting United and Continental are close to a merger deal to make the world's largest airline with a potential announcement on Monday. The media reports also note executives at both airlines are expected to receive windfall compensation if the deal is consummated. Although executive motivation is high, there is nothing definitive to report, and we encourage every member to remain focused on fact. Remember, nothing will change immediately if a deal is announced. Our Section 6 negotiations for contract improvements continue, and the job protections afforded every AFA member remain in full force and effect. Recognize that even if a deal is announced, it will likely morph many times before it becomes final, if it is completed at all. Check our Merger Watch section of www.unitedafa.org to review our rights and protections in a merger scenario and updates on the latest news. This week, Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood said the White House administration will seek maximum fines against U.S. airlines that violate a new rule implemented to reduce the impact on passengers of ground delays. Legislation is currently pending in Congress that would make the regulation law. LaHood told the media this week that his agency has rejected airline requests for exemptions to the regulation and indicated there will be a strong enforcement that ensures passengers understand the agency is serious about the new regulation. Many airlines claim the new rule could lead to more flight cancellations as they seek to avoid the penalties, but nevertheless, the measure took effect yesterday and will fine airlines up to $27,000 per passenger for tarmac delays that exceed 3 hours. The government reports that there were nearly 900 ground delays of at least 3 hours between February 2009 and February 2010, with the number peaking last June with 278 delays. There are exemptions to the rule if pilots or air traffic controllers determine that returning an aircraft to the airport gate after 3 hours to let passengers off would disrupt airport operations, and the regulation does not apply to international airlines. The AFA-CWA Board of Directors, made up of the local presidents from each of the flight attendant domiciles at all of our airlines, adjourned the 2010 BOD meeting late last night. During the meeting, elections were held for international officers with a variety of candidates who put their names forward to serve our union. The local presidents from every base at each of AFA's member airlines elected Vita Shook, Alaska Airlines, as AFA-CWA International President, Sarah Nelson, United Airlines, as International Vice President, and Kevin Crahan, United Airlines, was re-elected as AFA-CWA International Secretary Treasurer. The new term of office begins January 1, 2011. During the United Master Executive Council meeting earlier this week, your elected leadership unanimously adopted an agenda item to put to a membership vote the establishment, funding, and benefit level of a new strike fund. The agenda item will ask if the membership wishes to establish and fund a strike fund in the amount of $3.75 dues increase monthly until a new collective bargaining agreement is ratified. Balloting requires a two-thirds majority approval of those valid votes cast in order to build the strike fund, and the final decision is yours. The vote will close on July 5th, the day after the U.S. Independence Day. Appropriate because we are fighting for fairness, a principle honored and enshrined in the fabric of our society nearly 250 years ago. Full details about the strike fund will be posted on our website shortly, and we encourage you to review all of the information, including the background for why this fund may be necessary, and ask yourself, what are you willing to do to get the contract you want and need? Even as we continue to work with a mediator to get a contract without having to resort to self-help, we must be prepared to take all legal action necessary to get the contract we have earned. We prepare for a strike both as a means to execute a successful strike, should it become necessary, and as a means to demonstrate to management that we are not only willing, we are ready to do whatever it takes. Our contract negotiation survey, hosted by Ballot Point, continues for an additional 2 weeks and will close on Thursday, May 13, 2010, at 1100 hours Chicago time. Survey instructions and a link to the online survey are available from our website. We encourage everyone to take the time to respond and take an active role in our negotiations. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.